Hi everyone, this is Jamise, and I'm recording my very first podcast. Today is June 23rd, 2019. It's a Sunday. I actually have to fly out of Philadelphia and into St. Louis today for work. I don't usually travel on Sundays, but today is one of those days because I have a client visit on Monday. So I'll be wrapping this up pretty quickly. And then getting ready to head to the airport. This podcast is about goal setting. Goal setting across six areas of your life. And just a little background around how this came up, why I'm talking about it, why it's so important to me. I reached a point where I just really needed some help. I felt like I was struggling. I felt like I was struggling to create new goals for myself. I just didn't know what to do, what direction to go in, what to focus on. And the things that I was focusing on just didn't feel like the right things to be focusing on. But I didn't have anything else to focus on, so I just kept going down that same path. Eventually, they led me to go to my best friend, Google, and ask Google, how do you set goals when you don't know what to do? How do you create goals when you don't know what your goals are? I searched something like that and came across an article that talked about setting goals across six areas of your life. Okay, so really quickly, those goals are financial, career, physical, relationship, personal development, and community. When I read this article, it was a huge aha moment for me because it showed me that, one, there are these different areas in your life that you can set goals in. I don't know about anyone else, but I've always only set goals across my personal goals, my fitness goals, and career goals. I'm ambitious. I want to do well in my career. I am a learner. I want to develop myself. I want to set personal goals. And every year, it feels like I'm trying to lose weight. So fitness goals, always there. So it showed me that there are these different areas in life that you can set goals in, but I was only focusing on these three areas. Okay, so the article suggested assigning a rating across the six areas. That was extremely helpful because assigning a rating, a numeric rating from 1 to 10, that helped to quantify how you were doing in that area or how much you were focusing on those areas. And so by quantifying it, it immediately revealed to me which areas of my life I had been over-indexing in or over-focusing on, and then which areas I needed to start to focus on. Okay, so after reading the article, it was a huge relief because I realized, okay, you're not broken. There's nothing wrong with you. It's okay. You've just been focusing on these same three areas, and now you're running out of things to come up with that actually feel right, that actually feel beneficial, or, you know, the law of diminishing returns. When you first started setting goals in those three areas, it was amazing, and you got these, you know, dopamine hits, and you were just so happy with how it came out. But now you're like, losing another pound isn't really gonna, or doing this in my personal, going to another conference, right? So these other three areas I needed to focus on. So what I learned that my career goals, my fitness goals, and my personal goals were the areas I was focusing mostly on. But my financial goals, my community goals, and my relationship goals were the areas I had not focused on as much. I had neglected them. And so when I assigned a rating, career, fitness, and personal goals got anywhere between an 8 to 10 rating. Financial, community, and relationship, they got closer to 4 to 6 rating. So it was very clear to me which areas had not had as much focus on them as they could have, should have, and will have going forward. So again, I realized I wasn't broken, I wasn't lost, I wasn't confused. I just needed a little extra information to help keep me going and to help shift my focus. I needed to set goals in areas of my life where I had not previously focused on as much, which was fine. It's totally fine. And it makes so much more sense to me now, but I didn't know what I didn't know. And I didn't know what no one else told me. And I didn't know, you know, something I had not experienced before. But life is a journey. Some things you have to figure out for yourself. Thank God for Google. And now that I have this information, I can do more with it, right? I don't have to be alone. I can get the help that I need. I can set the goals that I want. And this was one of those things that I figured out and I'm super proud of. And I really wanted to share it with everyone else in hopes that if this is something that you're struggling with, it can help you as well. So whether you've never set goals before, or maybe you've been a power goal setter and now you're struggling to come up with new goals, or you're setting goals and they're not as fulfilling as they once used to be, it could be that the areas that you've been setting the goals in have been the same ones. So here's my suggestion for what you can do. First, read the article, just so you have greater context. Write out the 6 areas of your life that the article mentions. And then rate how you feel you've been doing across those areas. Once you have your ratings assigned, 1 through 10, focus on the areas that you rated yourself the lowest in. And a low rating isn't meant to be a bad thing. It's just intended to signal to you that you haven't focused as much there. You haven't spent as much time there, which is just helpful information to have. So I hope that you find this helpful. I wish you the best of luck in not only setting goals and setting goals across different areas of your life, but also crushing those goals. And I look forward to coming back and sharing with you other things that I learned that I'm finding helpful in my life, in my career, and helping to increase my overall happiness. Catch you guys later.